The Slop Shop is finally here and we have a very special offer for you.
What's that, Joe? What's that?
Yes, great question. If you spend £50 or more here on the Sloppy Joe's Slop Shop, you will get a bespoke video message from me, from Joe McGrath, and from you as well, Ethan.
Oh, and is that like saying hello in that, Joe?
Yes, we'll say hello and we'll say pretty much whatever you want us to within reason. All you have to do is put who it's from, who it's to, whether it's for yourself or a gift, in the comment box at checkout. Put your email address in there as well and we will make sure your bespoke video finds its way to you.
So all the sloppers have to do, Joe, is spend 50 quid and you'll pretty much just be a clown for them.
How dare you?
Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joes podcast.
Hello.
Another week, another sloptastic adventure.
It's beginning to look a lot like
Christmas. Right, so coming up in the show, we've got the 9 out of 10 club, which will be Christmas themed, but I want to bring, in December, Joe's Christmas Bonanza.
Ooh.
This is a quiz I want to do with you against
Ethan. I don't know about this.
It's just a quiz, it just keeps us going.
Well, starting with a quiz.
It's not Joe versus Drew. It's me.
I know the question.
It started out with a quiz. How did it end up like this?
End up with jizz. Ethan James!
Ethan James, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yes. Hello, hello. Good to be here.
How are you?
Oh, yes. I'm feeling really good, thank you.
Nice
really
and full.
Nice and full and full of energy.
Good. And also, before we carry on, just a big thank you to everyone who's bought merch so far. Obviously, you saw the little video at the start, but thank you very much. It's been like massive support. And also, we're going to be putting more and extra stuff on there. But if you haven't checked it out, go out and check the merch. There's a little discount on there for patrons as well, so if you sign up to that you get extra content and you get the 10% off code as well. But just thank you to everyone who's bought something so far, and yeah, keep it up at the Slop Shop.
And if you do get yours, please send a little photo of yourself in it.
Yeah,
but if you've got a top, preferably like have pants on.
No,
brilliant.
Either no preference either way.
No Love worries
it. Right, so what's this, what have you brought to us here?
I'm bringing the Joe's Christmas Bonanza. Wait, it's coming.
Are these leftover questions from your Wednesday night pub quiz that you didn't get around to doing?
No, these are last year's Christmas pub quiz that I found and I thought, oh, Joe's Christmas Bonanza.
Okay, great.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
How have you been anyway, yes?
I've been very well.
What do you mean?
Been out and about, haven't I?
Yeah, not again.
Sorry. That's how you learned to speak when you were 13, isn't it?
Nottingham. No, how did you do a Nottingham accent?
Nottingham. All right, mate.
Love it. Why were you... So you were in Nottingham?
No. Yeah, but we're doing your Bonanza, aren't we?
No, this is a tease, isn't it?
Later oh, right, on, okay, yeah. So I went out with my cousin's 30th birthday.
Oh, yeah! Big
3-0. Massive 3-0. Just the two of us. But that's how we would want it to be.
So you and him, and he lives in Nottingham.
He lives near Nottingham, yeah. I'm not going to say exactly where it is, but it's...
Just give his address out.
Well, it's not far from Codner.
Codner.
Should you ask?
You do wonder, don't you? Some of these places made up.
Mappily, Codner, Hucknall, Kimberley.
Do you know what I mean? Like, people live there.
Loscow, Langley Mill. I could
go
on, but I won't.
The world's too big.
Mattersea.
Yeah, wow.
You know, but so I drove there, and I've never driven
Congrats.
This journey before. Yeah,
after a couple of pints as well.
Yeah,
even better.
You need a couple to settle you down, don't you? Like everyone used to say in the '80s, I drive better after 3 or 4 pints. I literally used to have mates who would say stuff like that.
Really?
I drive better after a few pints. Yeah, it settles you down a bit, doesn't it? Don't drink and drive.
Who goes into the car like on edge? Apart from Ethan James.
Ethan James, yeah.
No.
Shits himself.
But let me tell you, this is where the problem started. It's about a 2-hour drive, okay? I get in the car, never driven this journey or been a passenger on this journey. I've never done it before. I've only ever took the train. So I'm in the car, plug my phone into the sat-nav little system.
I love that, mate. I love when you feel they're comfortable.
Yeah, are you ready? I've got my podcast playing. I've
Sloppy
got it.
Joseph.
Yeah, Sloppy Joseph playing. And I'm good to go. Then about 3 minutes after I leave the house, my phone loses all internet and service. I was like, that's weird. But sometimes it happens, whatever, you refresh it. So it stayed. The sat-nav stayed on. So I was like, okay, swipe airplane mode back off. It's still not coming on. I've tried that a few more times. Okay, still not coming on.
You pulled over, of course, obviously.
Well, no, because you don't need to, you know. You're allowed to go on your phone when you're driving, famously. So But like at the corner, I'm trying to airplane, un-airplane
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then by this point, I'm like south of Stockport a little bit.
Nice.
On a road I've never been on. And it's taking, you know, in San
Oxford.
They don't take you the obvious way sometimes. They take you the way that has the least traffic because it's Friday afternoon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm in a place I've never been before. And then I think, I'm going to have to turn my phone off and back on because that'll obviously fix it. Right. So then I pull over, turn my phone off, turn it back on, still no service, and now the map has gone as well.
Oh, God.
So now I'm by myself. I'm thinking, I don't know where I'm going. I don't know where I am. I don't know anything here. I saw an Asian woman and her son walking past me. And
what does this mean?
What? That's not like, it's not like a black cat or like, it's not like some sort of luck. No. An Asian woman was walking past me, and so it turns out her English wasn't good enough to understand, can I use your hotspot, please?
Oh, you didn't.
What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do, Joe? What do you want me to do? Fucking guess my way to Nottingham.
Hotspot? I don't know if I'd ever go up to someone ever.
I didn't know what.
Can I use your hotspot?
What else should he?
He once took a girl's bobble. I watched that. He said, "Can I have your bobble and try to undo her hair for him?"
That happened. Yeah, that was in San Diego, wasn't it?
Really?
Yeah,
I didn't have any bobble. It was so hot. It was in California.
What about her, the poor girl?
Well, she
have a spare?
No,
she might have done.
She didn't.
She wasn't. I don't know, anyway. I just said, have you got a spare bobble? And she went, oh, you can have this one. Yeah. Okay, thanks.
How did you approach this woman?
Which one?
The woman with the hotspot.
Oh, so she's bringing her son home from school. He's running off into the distance. He's about 6. She's shouting him, and I go, let me stop you there. So, this is going to sound really mad. My phone internet isn't working. Could I get onto your hotspot just quick enough to download the maps? And it became quickly obvious her English wasn't at that level yet,
yeah.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
Not her problem. I'm the one who's weird here. So I'm thinking, what do? I don't even know how to get home because I've had to pull off. So I'm just going to have to wing it.
Where do you think you are?
I think I'm somewhere near Manchester Airport.
Okay, yeah.
But I don't know.
What gives it away, the fucking place?
Yeah. The fact that I was on the runway going down to my car like that.
It's not Luton Airport.
I'm on the runway of Terminal 1 at Manchester Airport, like Mr. Bean. Fucking plane coming in over me. No, I'm not on the runway, but there's a lot of signs for Manchester Airport nearby. So I think I'm just going to have to get there. Like
to Nottingham.
So but on my phone, so it doesn't, it no longer has like the lines, but it's got the rough immediate area.
Wow.
So I could see roughly between where we are, it goes like Buxton, Bakewell, Matlock. And so if I can get to see signs for Buxton, so then I'm going to Buxton now.
This is what it was like back in the day.
This is what it was like back in the day, but you had an atlas or a map in the car. We ain't got a map in the car anymore because no one needs it. So then I think, right, okay, I've seen a sign for Buxton, I'm back on the A6. So I've basically gone 30 minutes in the wrong direction now.
God.
So then I pull over to a petrol station. Can I use your Wi-Fi? Sorry, mate, our Wi-Fi's down.
Oh,
so I'm just, I was just fucked. And then I got to Bakewell, whatever,
lovely
Buxton,
part of the world,
Bakewell, Matlock. Yeah, took me about 3 hours to get there.
Bloody hell.
Which was annoying.
Have you got any form of communication with your cousin?
He doesn't know where I am. Lizzie doesn't know where
I
am.
Oh my God, lost.
For some
sin.
Reason, just after I left Matlock, I'm near somewhere called like, I can't remember what it's called, like Whissington or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So my internet just comes back on.
Oh, wow.
So I rang my cousin and let him know when I was late and all that. But it was fine. Then we go out. Oh. Nottingham's really good, you know.
I've heard a lot of good things about Nottingham.
We went to the UK's only 48-lane bowling alley. The biggest in the country.
You and your...
Just me and my cousin.
You went bowling.
Hitting the lanes.
Really?
Yes.
So let me talk. Have you eaten yet anything?
Yes. Stan had lovingly made me a tuna crunch on a baguette that he'd made himself.
Hell,
he makes bread. It's fantastic.
Baker?
Fantastic bread. He's not a baker, but he's a home baker and he makes really good bread.
I'm not a bricky, but I could build a wall.
You know what I mean? Guy can ferment. Put it that way. He can. The guy knows his way around a sachet of yeast.
So you're scranning that.
I'm scranning that. So we go to the train. Go down there. The bowling alley is fantastic. Many lanes.
Is it still one of those where you can wear your... Can you wear your own shoes?
Wear your own shoes. That went out in COVID, I think.
What happened there?
I think the idea of wearing communal clothing became slightly unfashionable during a global pandemic.
Was there a reason for it back in the day?
I think because you don't want someone getting dog shit on the Vaseline lanes, do they?
Dog shit.
Do you know what I mean? And also people turning up with their cricket cleats. Do you know what I mean? Puncturing holes.
The Vaseline lane.
Because they Vaseline the lanes a little bit, don't they?
Yeah. Do they?
Yeah, whose they're job all. Is that? They're slightly greased. Oh, there's a grease worker.
Imagine Vaseline in a lane. I must take a. Oh.
Yeah.
Is that your mum's name, Elaine?
Vaseline Elaine. Yeah, they, like how they Vaseline the toilets in the clubs you go to, so you can't.
Oh, you can. Oh, you can.
So we will go there, but it's two. So it's a 24-lane downstairs, 24 lanes upstairs.
That sounds dangerous.
It's incredible.
Can any of the balls go over the side?
No, it's like stories on a house.
Ah.
It's not like a mezzanine with people bowling above you.
It must be fucking loud.
It's very loud. It's fantastic.
Loads of bangs.
Yeah. So we, I did. So my record at bowling is 164.
In fact, you know that I've lost a little bit of respect for you. Ethan, what's your record at bowling?
I don't have a clue.
I don't have. I can't tell you.
No, that's all right. That's all right. Stan's record is 172.
Oof. And it's his birthday. You've got to let him
And off. It's his birthday. I bowled the worst I've ever bowled in my life. First time, 77.
Mad.
The third time was like 95.
How many games have you got?
Three games.
All right.
I only broke 100 once. The worst I've ever bowled.
And what about your cousin?
I think the lanes were slightly over Vaselined. And I'm not one to blame, you know, a bitumen.
Someone
for
got
my downfall.
Happy. A who?
A bitumen.
Who's that?
Well, bitumen is a sort of crude oil base, isn't it? And I'm assuming it was something
like
that.
There was too much of bitumen on the runway.
Bitumen, yeah. Yeah. How could the plane land when the oil is, when there's oil on the runway? It just slides straight off, wouldn't it? So that was my issue. Anyway, then we go after that. Just a great night. We went to a place called Billy Bootleggers. Was Percy Picklebackers. Some of the names of the place are fantastic. So it's called Billy Bootleggers, but it was called Percy Picklebackers.
Wow.
Yeah. And they do a lovely moonshine. Anyway, one thing led to another. One thing led to your mother. Sorry, don't know why I said that.
Please be.
Next thing we know, I'm like this, and I go, please pull over, I'm going to be sick.
No, you don't. Joe.
Get out of the taxi. Just like this, on the side. Near a nursery school?
Yeah, but they're not in, are they?
No, they're not in, it's at 2 a.m. I was like,
really?
Splashing all over my jeans. God. Just sick. All
and
over
you're
my
in
jeans.
A taxi, aren't you? You're in a taxi.
I was in a taxi at that point.
So what's your cousin saying? Has he got a grip of the situation?
Do you know what he did? He did a fantastic move. Because he said, I was going to come round and like pat you on the back and see how you're doing. But he thought, if he gets out, the taxi driver might bolt.
True.
So he stayed in, he manned the fort.
Yeah.
And I just got ankles covered in sick.
And so did you have anything to sort of sober you up a little bit?
Oh yeah,
we
got home, we had a garlic pizza.
You had a garlic pizza.
So it's a pizza with pepperoni, but and then under the cheese they put fresh garlic. Not like garlic butter.
That sounds stinky, that.
It's stinking bad.
And you had one of them.
We shared one of them when we got in.
You got in, you shared one of them?
Yeah, we ordered it when we got in. I had it after I was sick. It was fantastic.
It's crazy.
Really good night.
Did you get hangovers anymore when you wake up?
Oh, I had a bit of a hangover, but not as bad. Do you know what it is? I don't ever go as ballistic as I used to.
Yeah,
do you know those
yeah.
nights where you're like, it's a round and a shot, and then you're having this punch bowl, and someone's brought a fucking treasure chest full of sex on the beach? That stuff doesn't seem to happen as much when you're 30, does it? But it's a great night.
Great night.
And I get, I vomited, but. You know what I mean? It's still a laugh, wasn't it?
We stop this wonderful podcast from a message by our sponsors. Mm. Hi, Joe. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Now, Joe... Yeah, very, very well, thank you. Joe, you've got luscious locks. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, I'm not blessed with such amazing hair.
Mm.
And that really got me down.
Mm.
And I think you've seen my journey with my hair, haven't you?
We speak about it a lot. And it's something that I think, especially in the past... was a big focus of your life, wasn't it? How do we get this right? How do we minimise this? How do we, you know, fingers crossed, bring things back to life?
Yes.
I don't hear you talking about it as much anymore.
Because, I'll tell you why, it did get me down a lot. Other people were commenting quite mean online, being on the podcast and being on other social videos. People love to have a go at me.
Yeah.
Bobby Charlton this.
Yeah.
You know, when is he going to just chop it all off?
Who's that egg? I hate that egg. You see that a lot, don't we, on the comments?
That was the past. Now, using suns.co.uk for the last 6 months, here's what I've seen, Joe. And I'll be honest with you. I think this is a long process, but I am sticking with it. Yeah. I order suns.co.uk. You get your spray, you get your tablets, you get your vitamins, you get your shampoo. Yeah. You start taking them. The first thing I saw was that my hair, I'd go into the shower, and I'd be showering my hair, and you'd just see just hairs just coming off at a ridiculous rate. The first thing Suns has done to me is it stopped that.
That's good. That's crucial, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because before, you know, you can't drive forward unless you've stopped reversing. Do you know what I mean?
Whose quote said that? Who said that?
Socrates.
And so that's what it's done. And now, over time, I'm seeing gradually my hair get a little bit more thicker.
Dense.
Some part of my hair is growing out quicker as well after haircuts. And I'm feeling more confident in myself.
Looking great.
And I'm here to tell you, sloppers, if you do have some moments where you look in the mirror and you feel a bit upset, your self-esteem is a bit low, you're worried about your hair, suns.co.uk has some treatments for you. And guess what? November is Cyber Month. We're excited to bring to you a brand new code for you to get your treatment. What's the code, I hear you ask?
What's the code, I say?
Oh, well, the discount code is SloppyJoes33. That is for 33% off.
That's a fantastic amount off. We should have said that toward the start.
Probably. Okay. A third off your treatments. Treatments can be found at suns.co.uk. I'll tell you which one I've got. The Full Works. It comes with, you've got your vitamins, tablets, hair shampoo, which smells delicious, by the way.
Some of those hand movements may not actually represent where those items are being applied. Vitamins, tablets. You don't put the tablets on the back of the head, you put them in your mouth. Same goes with the vitamins, okay?
I'm very sorry, yes. And then you've got your sprays and you will be looking fabulous.
Yeah.
So make the most of Cyber Month here. The Sloppy Joes applaud you too, because one day, like we say, you'll be sitting here and I'll have the same hair, fingers crossed, as Joe Smith.
Ta-da.
T's and C's apply to that little quote at the end there. But please do, suns.co.uk, use SloppyJoes33 as your discount code. Get it now. Becky was 30 over the weekend. So we're headed to Wales. And it was a place near Port Merion.
Just the two of you.
Plumai Famada, this is where we were.
Say that again.
Plumai Famada.
Right.
This is where we were in Wales. It's known for roofing the world.
Slates.
They made slates.
Yeah.
Then the 80s happened. But it was known for roofing the world.
Wow.
And fantastic roof on our house as well.
It's got to be in it.
So it's a lovely little town about 20 minutes from a place called Port Merion. Have you ever seen or heard of Port Merion?
I've heard of it. Yeah. I don't think I've been.
So Port Merion, from my knowledge, a guy back in the day who had a load of money.
I have heard of this.
Yes.
Go on.
Had a load of money and loved his wife. His wife tragically died, but she loved like the Mediterranean and Italy.
Right.
And think of like coastal towns. So what he did, this guy, with all of his money, this is me just sort of riffing here. I think this is the story. He built what essentially is a mini Italy in the hills of Wales on the coast. Try and Google Port Merion for us now, if you wouldn't mind.
I've seen it. It looks a bit like a sort of a Sorrento or a... like almost like Amalfi Coast looking,
phenomenal,
isn't it?
So we drive there. I'm driving in the car with the dog.
Keep driving everybody mental and over that.
Look at it. Click on one of those photos there. It is gorgeous.
Wow. Go the one underneath it. Look at that.
It's phenomenal. And that's on a gorgeous day like it was great. But guess what? No dogs allowed.
In Port Merion?
You can't bring your dog in. And it's £10 to get in.
Have you ever been to Italy?
Yeah, dogs everywhere.
Just fucking dogs everywhere.
What
man?
About that? I told you in Spain, didn't I, about dogs, you know, with the old women.
What?
Take them out. They train them.
Stow.
That was a thing that we talked about, didn't we, Ethan?
Oh, yeah, we did talk about that. Joe,
on the podcast?
Yeah, yeah.
Was I here?
Yeah, you... Was it?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, I think we said allegedly.
We have to say allegedly. You can't say all dogs, you know, do that in Spain.
I think it's more the women that the reputations might be telling. Yeah, but you don't worry about the reputation of the dog.
Some of the older ladies who like fucking love a cig and like a fucking sangria. They've got a little dog with them. You fucking watch out.
Smell the breath on that dog.
Oh God. No. Anyway, no dogs allowed. Christ,
that's a shame.
So I had to stay in the car. Oh my God.
What, just Becky and Buck?
Becky, Neve, and Shemel with Lennon and Daryl. They all went. So I have the party there. They all went in. Oh my God, the amount of people that told me no dogs are allowed, you're not going to be able to bring him in. I was like, fuck off.
What, like, inside where?
No, like all the old people who were going to go in would see me in the car park with Buck. And I went on a big walk with him, like outside.
Yeah.
Everyone had the chance to tell me. Oh, I was like, fuck
just
off.
Just grow up. Yeah. Who cares, you absolute load of grasses. Anyway, they're all annoyed because they can't bring their dogs into anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why they got rid of the dogs, because as they do in the Mediterranean, we do in Port Marion.
So we hired this old chapel. And
what was his name?
No, it wasn't his name.
This old chap, did you say?
And I know you've got a problem with one of the guests.
I ain't got a problem with any of the guests.
You do.
Who was there?
So
wait a second. Guests. So what, just you and Becky?
Me and Becky. No, just me and Becky. Slept 10.
Okay.
Me and Becky.
Right.
Daryl.
Fair enough. That makes sense.
Lennon and Holly.
Oh, yeah, they're close friends.
Brilliant.
Yeah, you've known them for years.
One of the best friends.
Of course.
Rob and Nat. Wonderful.
Great. You've known them for years. You worked with Nat, and that was everyone. So wait a sec. You. Say again.
What's happening, Dave?
You, Becky. Who was there?
What?
What was that last one?
Statman Dave was there.
How has Statman Dave got an invite?
I don't know what you want to say here, Jim.
How has Statman Dave got an invite over us?
Because I think when we were booking it, he was living with us.
Right.
And I think there might be like a spare room and he got the invite.
How has he got that?
Because I think, you know...
How well do you know Statman Dave?
Well, he lived with me.
No, well, that doesn't matter.
Would you want an invite? But I can only fit one of yous. Like, there's only a space for one.
Well, there's a bed.
There was a bed.
So I could have shared it with Lizzie.
Jesus.
I could have shared it with Becky and you share a bed with Lizzie.
No.
Like we always do.
No, shut up.
Are you joking?
So Statman Dave was there.
Did he have a double bed or a single bed? If you're honest.
He had a double bed.
Huh. Can you believe this, Ethan? Why didn't
I don't know why he's so stunned. He lived with us. Yeah, Becky likes him.
What?
I'm joking. Becky likes you a lot. But you never invite us round to anything.
It's that man Dave done.
He did. We've been to his house twice.
We're doing it in his new house.
Well, just helping him out.
Right, yeah. Isn't Statman Dave such a good friend? He lets you paint his fucking house for him.
You could have.
He could be. You should be charging him for that. You let him stay at your house. Actually, wait, you didn't. You charged him to stay at your house, and now he's making you paint his house. It sounds like a great friendship.
Yeah, and he came.
Mate.
Do you know what? He came.
Came where?
Yeah. And he enjoyed himself.
Yeah, I bet he did.
We did.
I'd have enjoyed myself. I'd have smothered myself in Port Marion and let you lick it off me.
We did a thing called the Becky Olympics.
What was that?
So it was
Is this like Denise Lewis heptathlon for the PC?
What's that mean?
What?
What's Denise Lewis's that? What?
Denise Lewis heptathlon.
Has anyone got a coin? Because you can play one of the games now. You got a coin on you, Ethan?
Oh, I might have one.
Yeah, what coin is it?
Like a pound.
Can you believe
coin.
He's invited Statman Dave over either of us, Ethan?
Oh, I've just got a feeling, Joe. This might be the day of where you get betrayed.
Becky Olympics is full of different games. Games such as, so you got like party games, like fun party games. But can I have the coin, please, Ethan? Because we'll play one now.
Yeah.
Do you want to play a game now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this red microphone? Can it turn on? No.
I can turn it on.
I want to because it's a little bit of sound effect.
All right. I'll turn it on.
Give us the coin. Do you want to have a go with this first?
I don't know what it is.
Right.
Yeah.
So we did 8 games over the evening to crown which team would win the Becky Olympics, and this was my favourite game of the entire night. This is a pound coin. Thank God I got that now. Now he's going to realise what I'm going to do with it. This pound coin needs to go up in your bum. You need to waddle over to the pint glass and drop it in perfectly. Do you want me to demonstrate for the audio listeners? So
is it? When you like, yeah, well, you've mentioned they're the audio listeners, so you know they exist.
Yeah, so sorry,
this
audio
isn't
listeners.
Really for them, is it?
So there's a pint glass. So you get a pint glass. Yeah.
Is this? Are you for real? Right
yeah,
now?
This is for real. Right. You look, if this goes in, the roof will come off. You get a pint glass. You leave it there. Normally you go about 2 meters that way.
Yeah.
Right. So now see your pound.
Right.
Coin.
Take your pants off then.
No, you shove it up there like that.
Yeah.
Can you see? What does it look like?
It looks like a someone from what's it called? Oh dear.
Looks good, doesn't it? Hey, stop it!
It looks like someone from the Muppets trying to chew a coin.
So now you're about 2 meters away. What you got to do is you got to waddle over,
yeah,
and then drop the pound coin into the pint glass.
Go then.
Eyes up.
How are you going to get over it?
Oh, you fucking wait! Oh god, this is an option. Oh god,
there's a ramp
here we
there.
Go. Here we go.
Look at this. Right, you're not far off now.
Here we go.
Oh, he's missed it. He's missed it.
Right, you have a go.
Yeah, go then.
I didn't think I'd like this, but it looked good.
It looks good. Get it right up there, yeah? Right up there, and then clench your ass. Now, what you want to do, you want to take your time. Wait, till, get over it. Let's go. Oh, you just...
Where did it go?
Just wide. Ethan, come and have a go.
Oh, no, you're...
No,
right.
No, Ethan, get involved,
I'm
mate.
I'm not doing this.
Ethan. Right.
I'm controlling the sound.
Ethan's controlling the sound.
Anyway, so that was good.
What were some of the other games?
So some of the other games were like... So everyone had a toilet roll, oof, and then they had their drink.
Anything that wasn't to do with the act or concept of
shitting at
all.
And then you had to quickly roll in your toilet roll and get your pint closest to you. Neck that. Then there was the cereal box game. You ever tried that? Where you got to bend down and pick the cereal box up off the ground with your mouth? You ever tried that?
No.
So you get a cereal box empty.
I can completely get
everyone
the game
has
already.
To, you have to like put your hands behind your back.
Yeah.
And then every time someone does it, the cereal box gets smaller and smaller.
How does it get smaller?
Because you rip it a little bit off.
Right.
Insert image of Daryl, who won.
Right.
He's the most flexible man on the team.
Is he?
He's unbelievable.
You never think so.
You'd be stunned. And Daryl...
Was it a lovely weekend?
It was a lovely weekend. Should have come. What? Do you actually want to do it? Because I found an unbelievable house.
Yeah, I'll do it.
An hour away.
Right.
But we can do as like a Sloppy Joe's outing if you fancy it.
I'd love to. Is that my name coming or...?
He doesn't have to come.
No, I don't. I've got nothing. This
you've
is
got
nothing,
beef with Statman.
I've got nothing against Statman Dave.
This
let me just
now.
Clear this up. I've
got
nothing against
Statman Dave.
No,
just say it.
I've got no beef. Why would I have beef with him? Why would I have beef with him?
No.
I've got no issues with Statman Dave. I've never met the boy. So you've got issues with him. I met you. Let me tell you that much.
Yeah.
Well, I've never met the real you. Maybe that's the issue. Maybe that's the issue actually.
It was beautiful. There was a lovely walk. It was snowing.
Oh.
But isn't the Welsh accent funny?
Yeah, it is a bit, yeah.
Isn't it funny? Especially when they're speaking Welsh. I tried to learn a bit while I was over there.
Go on then.
Isn't it funny?
What have you got?
Shemai.
Which is hello. What?
I'm sure that says thank you.
Yeah. Shemai, is that hello?
Yeah, that's all I got.
You're doing really well there.
Yeah. But isn't it funny?
It is funny.
Have you heard a Welsh man speak Welsh?
Yeah, it don't feel quite right, does it?
Because I feel like they're in... Do you know like when you hear... songs reversed.
Yes, because you know some accents, like the Italian, sort of French, German, to a certain extent, it feels sort of like it's come from a similar place.
Yeah,
they all have a certain sound to them. But Welsh has almost got. It almost feels like it's from a different continent to all the other languages.
Yeah.
It's quite exciting, actually.
Very exciting. And then I went to the AO Arena on Monday night to see my uncle put on one of his shows called The Fairy Tale of New York.
Aww.
And it's a show, it's an Irish dancing sort of show with music and singing. And it's
Flatley.
Flatley's not there.
But that style?
Yeah, but it's got Irish dancing in it and the singing. And my downfall of the night, I got very drunk that night. It was right. What fun.
Was it, but not, and this isn't, I don't mean this in a bad way, obviously. Usually when I think of the AO Arena, I'm thinking your Taylor Swifts, your Arctic Monkeys. Your, you know, Michael Barrymore's, maybe the 90s.
Michael?
The big boys.
The big boys.
Your uncle doing a bit of Irish dancing doesn't scream
no,
12,000 tickets
sold. The top bit was blocked off, so no one sat up there, and it's just the bottom half, so about 4,000 people.
That's a lot, though, for a bit of dancing.
On Monday.
Oh, okay, there you go.
It was great fun.
That's amazing, though. That's very impressive.
Yeah, very impressive. My night...
So your uncle's a professional dancer?
No, professional singer.
He was singing?
Yeah.
He never said that.
He's a great singer.
Well, he better be filling out the AO.
Jim Graham. He's what? Great. All the Irish songs, Galway Girl and all that.
Oh, yeah.
No Nay Never, you know, all the classics.
Oh, Danny Boy.
Yeah, Oh, Danny Boy.
I bet there was not a dry eye in the house, was
especially
there?
At the end when they sing Fairy Tale of New York, which you hate.
No, I don't hate
you
it.
You did. I recommended it. I said, this should be going out now. You hate it. You said they're glad they're both dead. You hate it. He did, didn't he? Did he, Ethan? He hates
Ethan,
it.
Ethan, tell the truth once in your life. Did I say anything like that?
I think he did.
Right, he's so full of shit.
No, Fairy Tale of New York is the last song.
And also,
wow.
Had
what?
Had he just died that day?
He died that day. And so Fairy Tale of New York being the final song.
They're still looking for the roof, aren't they? Do you know what I mean? They're still, when that
it
came
out. It was unbelievable. The M&M, the arena are fuming. Like, we're going to need a new roof.
We're going to need a new... Well, we can't do it as an open-air venue. It's not the new camp.
No.
Do you know what I mean? The roof just was absolutely... They're still looking for it.
The downfall of my night was the arena selling 2 pints in the two-pint cup. Have you ever had one of them?
Yep. They're great.
And for some reason, I was drinking it like it was just 1 pint. And that was, honestly,
that's how they
my
get
downfall.
You.
Had a great day.
Yeah.
Too many Guinness. After the show.
So who went? You, someone
no, someone wasn't there.
Well, he wasn't there.
Andy, my best mate.
Oh, so you're not... I thought you were conjoined twins, you and someone Dave.
No,
can't go anywhere with that these days.
No. My cousin Dylan, Kira, my sister, Andy, my best mate. We were all just... I fell asleep in the Uber and lost my phone.
Lost your phone?
Yeah, I lost my phone. There's so...
You said it was stolen to me.
Yeah, you told us it was stolen.
I told Ethan.
Yeah, but well, that's us, isn't it?
I said it was stolen, because at first I thought it was.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Did you think it was stolen, or did you lie to
when
Ethan
I text
so you
Ethan,
didn't look like
when
an
I text
idiot?
Ethan, at that point, I thought it was probably stolen, because it was in Oldham.
Joe means no offence to the people of Oldham. You aren't all thieves. Some of you are just a taxi driver whose phone Joe left his phone in.
And he was very kind.
For a thief. You know what I mean? As far as
he
things
back,
go.
He came back and he dropped off my phone.
He dropped it
but
off?
I tell you what,
did you give him a little reward?
Who was watching?
What did
I
you
give
him?
I gave him a thank you.
What?
If the taxman's watching, I gave him nothing.
Classic.
I gave him 20 quid.
Did you give him 20 quid? Did you give him a little?
Yeah, man.
And he was saying, if this was an Uber journey, it would have been 35 quid, and you going, 20's your max, mate.
Yeah, get away.
He said, do you want the 20 quid or not? He went, I just want what's open.
I had a day of bliss not going on my phone, though.
How was that?
Great.
When's the last time you had a day off your phone, Ethan?
Sure, he's never on his phone.
No, well, I've been struggling going on social media too much, so I've kind of tried to put a stop to it because I think I'm addicted.
I think we should do this every now and again. It's like a little checkup on Ethan.
Mm.
Like, how's he eating? How's his life?
Yeah, how are you doing at the minute,
how
Ethan?
How are you, Ethan?
Oh, yes, I'm well. I'm just, like I said, I do think that maybe I get hooked on my phone too much and it sometimes just takes away your days.
Yeah.
And it's good to live in the real world sometimes.
Is it?
Because then I can bring stories to this, and otherwise I have to talk about the possibility of having a social media addiction.
Yeah. What's your screen time saying? Let's get it up. So long on Safari.
Get yours up. Get yours up.
Loves it.
But I'm terrible in terms of like messaging and things. It's disgusting. You should see I don't even want to have a look. Like texts, 248 unread.
That's just
Facebook messages.
That's just you being
that
lazy.
Would suggest
in it.
That you don't.
Right, screen time, everyone.
My daily average.
Your daily average? Why have you got this? Where is it again? I can't find it.
Just search screen time.
I've got 10 things unread on Messenger. Fucking hell. It's horrible.
My daily average. Oh, my God. What's your daily average?
5 hours, 37 minutes.
Mine must be skewed.
Why?
55 minutes daily.
Chuck it here. Slide it here.
81% down from last week.
Okay, so... wait. So
How's that work?
How many is that?
What's
wait,
going
what?
On here?
So what? Say that again.
Let me change my... last week was 4 hours and 9.
Okay, there we go.
4 hours and 9 minutes.
Mine's 5 hours 37.
Crikey! What's your most used app?
In the last week, it's YouTube. But then I went on YouTube.
Mine was TikTok. I spent 6 hours on TikTok last week.
Wow.
What did you do, Ethan?
Oh, is this last week?
I've gone last week, because this week...
That's disgusting. It's horrible.
What is it?
Well, a lot of it is...
Oh God.
Go on.
It says... 6 hours, 20 minutes average per day. Which was a 28% increase from the previous week.
That's more than us two.
Well, this was a worrying week, I think. But Twitter, 10 hours, 57 minutes.
10 hours on Twitter? What are you doing?
Well, that's why I'm
you're
trying
not tweeting.
I've
you're not fucking social media. Then.
I've gone cold turkey on. Well, I'm trying to go cold turkey on it. That's my thing. Well, this week's been better.
You've been doing some other stuff as well, haven't you? You've been getting out.
Have I?
Oh yeah. Has
come on.
Has fame gone to your head, Ethan?
Oh yes. Well, sorry, you surprised me there because I did talk about this on last Tuesday's episode. But yes, since then, the little video of me on the telly's gone out.
Oh my! It's not little. It's a great video. It's a great package. You got Ethan. What are those gates that you stood in front of?
Oh well, the gates to St James's Park, and I was a little bit. Not so happy with that because everybody else who's in all the Newcastle fans who interviewed for this little package got to stand outside normal little landmarks, and I'm next to this massive gate that can only make me look like a dwarf.
You do look about 3'10" on that video because you got your long coat on as well, which looks like you've got like. Do you know
yeah,
when you like, see like
yeah, yeah,
six
someone else is in it.
Yeah, six chipmunks in a trench coat trying to buy like a porno on a cartoon. That was, he looked a bit like that. But it was the most animated I've ever seen.
Can you deliver your lines again?
Can you remember? You're like, these are the gits and this.
Oh, mate, can we put a little snippet in? Just of you. They'll be allowed, won't it?
A little snippet, yeah.
Snippet of Ethan,
snippet.
Acting, go.
If we keep going in the way we're going, if we stick by Eddie Howe and keep building around that philosophy, and who knows, in so many years with the backing that we've got, this could be a team that wins the Premier League.
Is it acting, sorry? Or are you delivering it from the heart?
No, I think it was just... So basically what the setup was for this interview was that the interviewer was literally standing on the road, and then... So between me and her from the gates where I was standing at, they were maybe like 20 foot apart, and there's quite a lot of background noise going on. So I felt, even though she told me to talk normally, automatically in your brain whilst you're communicating to someone who's far away, you have to be a little bit more gestured, I felt, and shout a little bit more, even though I got told not to, but I just got caught up in it. And also, you'll see, at the start of the package, I'm told to stand up against the gate, and I couldn't hear her questions, so I kept standing a foot forward. And every time I'd done that, I sort of get closer and closer to the road, so that time
you
go
very
back.
Well. You did really well. Genuinely, you came across really well. I texted you, didn't I, when I saw it?
You did.
Because I kept an eye out, and I think you tweeted it.
Did he reply?
Thank you.
He did reply. He said, thank you. I said, you came across really well in that. I was really proud of him. I thought he did really well.
He did really
it was
well.
Good.
Thank you.
Imagine if you become a Newcastle United star.
You should. Yeah. We can. Do you know Men in Black? Do you know where they rub that guy dies and they rub his ear and there's that tiny little alien inside it?
Yeah.
And that alien come. Do you know what I mean? Do you know that little alien? Yeah. And his face open. If we do that with True Geordie, rub his ear and go. Smokes it, and then Ethan just comes out of him, and he's the new Newcastle YouTuber.
Wow!
Yeah, within True Geordie lives a tiny little Ethan. Bloody that'd be good,
hell.
Wouldn't it?
That'd be interesting.
Worth rubbing his ear and finding out, aren't
definitely. It? Well, I'll come over there in a minute, Ethan. Yeah. So we checked up on his mental state. What about your physical state? Are you eating well?
Yeah, you said you were going to the gym and you were eating a lot better and all that.
Stopped.
Right, he's back on the booze.
Fucking hell.
Back on the booze, boy.
Not back
sipping the booze, are you, boy?
No, but I'm
sipping
on...
back in the boozer, are you, boy?
Soup now.
Soup now.
So it's like he's talking to his carer.
Soup now.
Would you like some beer, Ethan?
Soup now. All you're eating is soup.
Well, for the last 3 days, I've had... I got a big loaf of bread.
Oh, yeah.
It was reduced to big triple cheese bread.
What's that?
Just from Tesco. It's called the triple cheese bloomer, and a big old loaf of that. I take off a few cuts of it.
For what?
It's like being the fucking blitz.
What do you mean you take off a few cuts of it? What do you mean? You having a slice of bread?
Are you talking about slices? A few cuts.
What do you mean? I take off a few cuts of it.
Oh my god!
What do you mean you take off a few cuts?
And
slice of bread.
I put a bit of. Melted cheddar cheese on there. Oh, sorry, spreadable cheddar cheese.
What?
Spreadable
cheese.
Spreadable cheese.
Hold on, this
not
bread
like Philadelphia.
This bread is called. What's it called?
Triple cheese bloomer.
So you put in four
quadruple cheese.
This is quadruple cheese.
All dipped in it to a lovely broccoli stilton.
And I've never heard of spreadable cheddar
cheese.
What's
spreadable cheddar?
Oh, it's a bit like Philadelphia, but cheddar.
Oh, never heard of it.
Fucking hell. So you've got a big hunk of bread with four different cheeses on it. Yeah. Now what are you doing?
Well, I listened to the other day what Adam McCool are in doing the show with Joe, watching the United match, and he had a conversation about baked beans together. And Adam said, oh, I could never just have normal beans. I put in chopped tomatoes and chopped onions. So I thought I'd try that. So I had chopped onions, chopped beans, and I also, this was day four ago, so this was another day of the triple cheese bloomer. So I had that.
Also, we said it was reduced, which usually means it's got about 24 hours left in it.
So how are
we
still hungry in this
rock hard
fucking mouldy bread?
No, I just put it in the fridge, it's all right. And then I had it, and I came to work, and obviously I'm lactose intolerant, and the other thing that I remembered that I'd stayed away from for so long was beans. I can't.
What sort of lactose?
Beans just bloat me up. I can't walk after beans.
What do you mean?
That is a crazy
thing. I can't walk after beans.
You can't walk after beans.
And I also forgot.
Just move straight on.
I've gone a few months as well without onion, and I put beans and onion together.
Beans, onion, and cheese. He's allergic to lactose, beans, and onions. He's literally.
You've created your death meal.
This meal, Ethan, is almost qualifying as an attempted suicide.
Oh,
that's how fucking stupid this meal
is. It was awful. I was sat at work the other day and I had to lean my chair back because I couldn't sit up straight.
What, because your belly?
Because my belly.
What have you done with the bloomer then?
Or I've still got a bit of the crust left on the triple cheese bloomer.
So you carried on eating the bloomer, did you?
God. Oh, yeah, I carried on eating the bloomer. I don't think it was so much the bloomer and the reflection. I think it was more the onion and the beans. Because when I had the triple cheese bloomer with...
Give it its full name every time.
With the soup.
What soup was it?
It's the one from Tesco Express, I think.
Oh, the one from Tesco Express, of course. Because every supermarket does one soup,
don't they?
I can
taste it now.
Yeah, so there's the Waitrose soup, the Tesco Express soup, the Aldi soup. Yeah, okay, say no more.
What colour is it?
It's grey.
What is it, mushroom?
It must be mushroom.
It has to be mushroom.
If it's tomato, I'd send it back.
It's
grey. Sounds like the worst meal going there. Grey soup. Is that Oliver Twist?
It was
grey.
It was chestnut and chicken.
Fuck off.
It was chestnut chicken. What the fuck's this soup? Who's got what? Chestnut and chicken.
What colour was the
soup?
What
a crazy combination. And Tesco's are selling this on purpose.
Yeah, £3.30.
What do you mean?
Is it one of them that comes in a carton and it's a bit fresher?
Ah, it's fresh. It's not tinned. Well, I thought it'd get a bit of,
Sorry.
Say a word, man.
Sorry. How many servings are you getting out of this £3?
Oh, just one.
For £3.70?
£3.30.
That's a lot for one portion of soup.
I suppose it's full of chestnuts and chicken.
So I would have said, call me crazy, I would have probably, on the savings, maybe bought a fresher loaf of bread and a cheaper finger soup.
I can see that.
Rather than buying a £3.30 finger soup and bread that's going off.
No, but if you think about it, the triple cheese bloomer, I think, was like 75p. It was 75p.
Yeah.
And then just with the soup on top of that, it's maybe like... It's like 20p for each, like, few slices of the bloomer. And then the soup, so it's only like £3.50 a meal, which is like,
a
meal deal, isn't it?
Also, why the fuck did you pick chicken and chestnut? I've never even heard of that.
Oh, well, the chicken reminded me of the chicken you get in the chicken and sweet corn soup.
Why is this story sending me insane?
Why didn't you just buy chicken and sweet corn soup?
They didn't do it. I like that.
Hang on a sec, you go to the person. Excuse me, pal, is this the same chicken you put in your chicken and sweet corn soup? Have you just pulled the strands out and dropped it into this one? Well, I suppose it's the same bird. Why I, man?
Jesus.
That texture in it.
Oh, you're canny, man.
So are you happy?
I'm content. I'm trying to stay away from my phone. But the thing is, I never really message people. So it's more so I just get stuck on, looking for things and whatever.
Social media and stuff.
Yeah.
Right. ready for what we're calling?
Oh, yeah.
In December, only for December only, Joe's Christmas Bonanza. Someone make a jingle, that would be brilliant.
Jingle.
Joe's Christmas Bonanza. So these are going to be throughout the month of December, you versus Ethan. Well, it's like a Christmas Bonanza, as we're calling it.
Right. Could you give any more information other than just saying the words Christmas Bonanza over and over?
They're going to be different themes to different quiz questions.
Quiz questions, great.
These quiz questions are ones that I may have used in a pub quiz last year. Ooh. But I stumbled upon it when I'm doing research
for this year's recycle.
This is one of the rounds I like to call Christmas number ones.
Very nice.
I am going to be reading out lyrics to a Christmas number one. If you know it, you shout your name out.
Okay.
Then you've got 5 seconds to guess.
Right.
So as soon as you shout, you've got to know what you're shouting at me.
Are we giving artist or song?
And title, please.
Artist and title, wow.
Yeah. If you fail, you're out, and the other person gets to hear more of the lyrics.
It's too Christmassy, we'll be frozen out.
Are you ready, Ethan?
Yeah.
Can you practice your buzzer?
No, you said your own name.
Ethan.
Practice yours?
Meh.
Okay. You can say your name, please.
Ethan. Wait, Joe.
You got this, yeah?
Joe.
Good luck, everyone.
Joe.
What?
Just test my buzzer out.
Oh, right, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Ethan, right, I think they've been rewired.
Right, stop. Because we've got to get through these. Three. So, do you know we've come too far now? Just to go.
Joe. And stay another day. Bye. See, this is the problem.
Ah, you got to know
like,
it.
It's like A1 or
five,
something.
Five, four, no. Three. Two, one. Ethan, if you're trying to hide the fact that you're Googling stay another day, you're disqualified. -1 point.
I'm not Googling.
You are. You're disqualified. Don't stay there. Stay there. He's clicked off it.
I've not done anything.
You've clicked off it. I can tell. Go on history. Dirty bastard.
Nothing.
Stay an other. He was Googling it!
I wasn't.
I'm just pressing Control Z to go back and it was bringing all the letters back up.
I don't know what you're on.
Yeah,
about.
He's 1 point for that. 1 point for Joe.
I didn't Google it though.
No, you were typing it in.
Yeah. No more keyboard warriors over there. 1-0 to Joe.
Unbelievable.
This
he's
is
got
a,
his phone in his hand now.
No, this
I'm
is
not.
A good one, this.
I'm
this is a good one. You ready? Christmas Bonanza. Time for parties and celebration.
Joe. Cliff Richard.
Go on.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
What have you got? You're so close. Ethan, do you know it?
Is that the one that goes with logs on the fire? And
go on, what's your guess?
Tree?
You've got 5 seconds.
Oh, I've got it.
Five.
Bells are ringing out for Christmas.
Four.
Time.
Do you want to have another guess?
Is it Shakin' Stevens?
It's Shakin' Stevens. You got it. I tell you what, no, 1 point, 1 point.
I only got 1 point for the first one.
Okay, you're still on 1-0.
Okay, 1-0.
Christmas number ones, these. Remember, Christmas number ones.
When are we going to get Lad Baby in this?
Some of these that... some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those
Joe,
that work forces...
That'll be Killing the Name Of by...
You're so good. Come on, you got this. You know it.
Rage Against the Machine.
Rage Against the Machine, yes! I love
it. Ethan.
I don't know any of these.
You know Christmas songs?
No, I don't know any Christmas songs.
I don't.
Oh, fucking hell.
Come on.
Right, well, this one is the Christmas number ones as well, so you might know this one because it's not like a classic Christmas song. Scoop, Muck and Dizzy and Roly Too.
Oh!
Lofty and Wendy join the Crip. What?
Bob the Builder.
Yeah, with the song?
Can we fix it?
1 point! Oh, right, 2-1.
Oh, that's good, that. Bob and the gang have so much fun working together to get the job done.
I've got two more.
Okay.
And it's 2-1. What are you doing over there?
Oh, sorry, I found a little chocolate on the floor.
How little is it?
Let's have a look.
Show it.
Little chocolate.
Right, cheers for paying attention. You can't just eat chocolate halfway through the...
You don't see it on Mastermind.
Ready? Both in play. 2-1. I heard there was a secret chord that David
Joe.
Played.
Hallelujah. Leona Lewis?
No! Can he steal it? Come on. He's on the right lines, Ethan.
Ethan.
Yeah.
I know Leonelos did do a rendition of it, he's right.
No, he's not.
He is.
He's not. It's someone in that ballpark, though.
I know it is.
No, he's right.
He's not. I've got the answer in front of me. I don't know how I can explain this. Leona Lewis didn't do Hallelujah.
But someone else
Stop
from X Factor did.
He's right. Someone else.
Oh, well, Stacey Solomon.
Oh, you're out. Fuck off.
Alexandra Byrne.
Alexandra Byrne.
Oh, it's too late.
He's right. He's right.
He's right. There he is. Yeah, he is. Yeah. So this is the last one. What's the score? 3-2, and it's the last one.
3-2.
So this takes it to a tiebreaker if Ethan wins.
This is a Christmas number one. This is all you're going to get.
The problem with Hallelujah is it's been about 40 people have sang it. Those Christmas number ones. No,
I, get, I need to.
What?
Is.
Say that
I said, I have to take the thing. Is
no,
this.
No. What are you saying?
I take the first answer.
Right. Okay.
Is this the real life?
Joe.
Ethan. Oh.
Go on.
Bohemian Rhapsody, Queen.
Oh, he's done it! Christmas number one back in the day. Should we eat?
Yes.
Right, Joe, I'm bloody starving,
mate. Oh, mama.
And the 9 out of 10 club is here, which is a club where we try and port different food items, different food like meals, anything really. Could even be drinks. We've not done drinks in a while.
If you can put it down your throat, it can go in the 9 out of 10 club. Oof.
Oh, oof, well, that's why I've got a 9 out of 10.
What?
Yours is a 1 out of 10. Anyway, so I've got to say...
Go on, then.
When I stumbled, I was thinking about what to get today, and I've seen this item being advertised on billboards, on buses, and on billboards, and it looks...
Is it a missing person?
No, it's not a missing person.
Right, thank God for
it
that.
It looks... That'd be unbelievable, wouldn't it?
Because they get advertised all over the place.
They do. It's always the same geezer as well with the glasses.
Yeah, it's about sad. 11 years old.
Sad, that.
It is sad, isn't it? To be fair, though...
If you know where he is... Get in touch.
But he doesn't look like that anymore, so he could just be Prime Minister by now, and no one would even know.
Mm-hmm, true.
Horrible that.
Horrible.
But it's not that.
I think you have to be over a certain age in the UK to be Prime Minister.
I thought you were going to say to be a missing person.
No. 35 is America, isn't it?
Right.
You can't be the president until you're 35.
Yeah, well, that's why they're never going to get the sort of Julian Nagelsmann of Prime Ministers, is it? You know, someone whose career ended early. So they've just gone straight to being Prime Minister?
No idea who Julian Nagelsmann is.
Julian Nagelsmann was the former manager of Bayern Munich and he got the RB Leipzig job when he was like 30.
That was niche. I suppose it's not niche.
Not that niche. He managed, I don't know, the third best team in the world.
What's your ranking?
He's also
there?
The current manager of Germany.
What's your rankings there?
Man City, Real Madrid, Bayern Munich, I would say. I mean, you can argue it, but it's not radical, is it?
It's a Christmas item, only available until the 1st of January, so you better get it whilst it's hot, and hopefully we have. And I've got to say, out of all, sometimes Christmas items look shit.
Yeah.
Well, you look the same old, but I saw this one.
When they're like, oh, we've pumped a cow full of mincemeat and just sliced the whole thing in half.
Oof. Yeah, I saw this one and thought, this looks a bit of us.
Mm.
What do we need to do? Try it.
Yeah, right.
And it is the KFC Christmas stuffing sandwich in all of its glory. It's got two beautiful pieces of chicken on it and then a bit of stuffing and gravy. A gravy, I presume. What have we got?
Gravy, I presume. So, here it is.
Oof, it's got a big box to it.
Big box to it.
Did you go single or double? Oof, Christ.
So, we've got there, you can see the chicken, the cheese. This is like a stuffing puck.
Oh, that looks crazy.
Some sort of from an ice hockey.
That doesn't look too great, that does it, actually?
And then it's got a sort of a thin cranberry sort of topping on it.
Right, let's scroll over
it. I bought gravy.
You bought extra gravy, just smother it a bit.
There's no extra gravy because it doesn't have gravy on it, so it's just gravy 1.0.
You don't get gravy with it?
I don't think so.
Is that not gravy there?
No, that's cranberry sauce, I just
said that. Cranberry sauce?
Why are you incredulous at fucking cranberry sauce? It's on every Christmas
I thought the gravy
dinner.
Would be somewhere... I thought you'd have to buy your own gravy.
Last year's KFC Christmas offering was a very gravy-based boy, wasn't it?
Can I say something to the sandwich makers of the world? If you're going to do a Christmas sandwich, just skip the lettuce.
Yeah.
Because what's the point?
Although, when I make a leftover sandwich, I put lettuce on it the next day.
Really? You can't just dismantle it. Well, we're all going to eat now. I hate when Joe does this.
Okay.
Left us for ruin.
Wow.
Bloody Ethan, you're going to be fuming here.
You know what?
I'm going to pass.
Hey, you know what? They've done all right with that. They've done all right with that, Joe.
Really?
Yeah, get some of the stuffing, the cranberry and the gravy all at once. Look at that. They've done all right with that. It tastes like...
What's that?
Fruit shoot.
Well, I've got a fruit shoot.
Ethan's favourite. Come on, Ethan, have a bit. You legally have to.
Come on, there's only a bit on the side there.
There's a whole, like, three quarters that no one's touched. Yeah. I'm going to start. That's delicious, that is. Tastes like... The stuffing's good. It's quite a soft stuffing, but it's got an outer sort of crust on it. But I think it tastes quite fresh. Any sort of cranberry sauce is always good. For me, that's really, really nice. Obviously, 9 out of 10 is a very exclusive club, but it's really good, that. And the bun is different to a normal KFC bun as well.
Cheers.
The bun is different to a normal KFC. This is unbearable, Ethan. Sort it out, man. Take a bite. Why are you spinning
it? Just take a bite. Don't want to take a bite with the lettuce on it either.
None of us have got any known transmittable illnesses.
Get a good bite with the stuffing on it. Yeah, you dirty bastard.
There you go, right. Good lad. Good lamb. Let's put this down.
Did you get a bit of gravy on it? What are you doing? What are you up for?
What do you think of that, Joe?
So I closed my eyes and I thought of Christmas.
I close my eyes.
And I've got to say, essentially, it's a good piece of KFC fillet chicken. The stuffing's interesting. It doesn't look great, the stuffing.
The stuffing looks bad.
It looks bad. Like, it looks like you say, an ice puck. Like, it looks like ice hockey puck. Like, you could have a couple of games with that on the ice. The cranberry does, you know, the combination flavours of cranberry, stuffing, gravy, and some sort of crispy chicken. Can you go wrong, really?
We can't. That's the thing. It's very well-trodden ground, this, isn't it? It is your quintessential leftover sandwich, but with a KFC edge on it. You know, it's chicken or turkey, they taste the same. Lettuce, gravy, stuffing, cranberry sauce. That's literally what you would make at home, and it's one of the best sandwiches. But this has got your 12 secret herbs and spices there.
I think they're delicious.
I think it's fantastic. It's genuinely fantastic.
It's a good sandwich.
I think it's probably the best sandwich you can currently get from KFC.
The lettuce is doing my head in.
Is it?
It really is. Come on, you're having a little dirty sandwich.
I would put lettuce on it at home.
No. Would you really?
Yeah.
You're making a leftover sandwich, right?
Yeah.
For Christmas, Boxing Day, whatever. You're fully nude. Mm-hmm. You're in your kitchen. You know, whams on. And you're like, right, I've got my turkey.
So I've got a wham on?
Nah, you can call it whatever you want. You can call it whatever you want. Oh, we should do for merch. And we've got merch out.
Yeah.
9 out of 10 boxes now.
Oh, that's a good idea, that. Right, write that down.
For the 9 out of 10 club.
That's good.
You're fully erect. No, you know, you're fully nude.
Yeah.
You can be erect if you want. You've got turkey, you've got your stuffing, you've got gravy.
Yeah.
Are you looking for lettuce?
Yes. I would put lettuce on that every single time.
I would.
I would do, yeah. Wouldn't you? Would you, Ethan? Would you put lettuce on a leftover
sandwich? Soggy lettuce with some gravy on it.
Oh, I'd personally opt for harder lettuce.
What?
Like crisper lettuce.
What are you talking about?
When you say hard,
you've lost your head.
Hard lettuce, what's that?
Crisper lettuce.
Crisper lettuce than what?
Crunchy lettuce. Iceberg. That's what I would opt for.
Oh, crispier than what's in this sandwich now?
Yes.
Yeah, because this is a sort of romaine lettuce, I would guess.
The romaine, not leave lettuce, hey?
Yeah,
exactly.
Leave
lettuce alone.
Is it 9 out of 10?
I think there is better Christmas butties out there.
Where from?
Stop eating it! Joe, I was like to you, let's all have some of his savory for the 9 out of 10 club today. And you were like, yeah, this is what filmed me last night. And now, you didn't order us all one, did he, Ethan? Which I would have done. I have done?
Oh, yes, you would have done.
And I'm eating the only one that's here, and I'm starving, and I might waste away.
9 out of 10,
Waste away. I think one, the thing that lets it down, you have to buy gravy. Mm. That's bad. I think that's bad, Ethan, because we had the pleasure of dipping it into the gravy.
Good point, man.
But now the gravy, not everyone's got that pleasure. Maybe you didn't know it didn't come with gravy.
Yeah.
But I do think the chicken and the stuffing does some heavy lifting. But I'm looking at an 8 out of 10 here.
Yeah.
It's grappling on to the side. It's nearly there, but it just falls. It falls. And dies.
I have to agree with you. It's very nice. And if you're out there, try it. But it can't go into the sort of the sacred land that is the 9 out of 10 club. Not quite, but it's really good. And in terms of, you said there's other better, like, Christmas sandwiches out there. I don't know where I could get from.
The Northern Soul grilled cheese
but
Christmas
again,
sandwiches.
Unless you live in Manchester, yeah, that's not an option. So if you're just knocking around thinking, I want my own Christmas sandwich now, that's the best one I've had this winter.
This
definitely
winter.
Really nice. 8 out of 10, but not quite. Ethan?
Well, I must say, I'm not really hungry at the minute, so I wasn't really in the mood for it because I had quite a big lunch. So I'm not.
What did you
really...
have for lunch?
Ethan, if you. What did you.
Wait a sec.
I
what
swear
did you have
to
for
God,
lunch?
You two. I will leave the show now. You've ordered one food and you're eating it all. And if you dare have had that Caribbean food,
you've had that Caribbean
any
food
of me,
it.
You are sacked.
What have you had for lunch, Ethan?
Oh.
What did you have?
You haven't had that Caribbean food.
Well, I was walking past there, you see.
He hadn't had it. He hadn't. He's not that foolish.
So I decided to just have a quick one.
No, you didn't. You didn't, actually.
People who don't know, when we film on the show, there is this tradition that Ethan gets this same dish from the same place. And
it's like
Joe,
a Caribbean street food place around the corner.
Me and Joe have been saying for weeks.
Bring it in for 9 out of 10.
It must be 2 months now. Bring it in. Let's all try it. You know, we don't want him to eat. Give him the card. He can go and buy it.
Because he's often
please,
eating the 9 out of 10 club that we've brought in with the Caribbean food on the desk next to it. And we've said, next time you ever bring it, you haven't actually had that
it's
today.
It's an independent business. It could do the shout out if people in Manchester, they want to go great Caribbean food. But Ethan keeps it to himself.
You're not serious, are you? You're messing about.
I was quite peckish.
Are you fucking joking? Are you joking?
I've had it for me lunch.
When?
Oh, about like 3:15.
No, you didn't. I text you at 3 o'clock saying, bring the food to the 9 out of 10 club today. We'll
right, I
that.
Said to Ethan at 3 o'clock, before 3:15, saying, Ethan, can you do 9 out of 10? Because he ain't done one for a bit, and we keep talking about
it's
the Caribbean food. Joe McGrath replies instantly saying, you know what we're going to ask for. It's suggesting the
Caribbean food.
Ethan replies saying, won't have time today. Let me think of something else.
And then he said, advocate.
You haven't had that, actually.
No, I took myself a surprise, as you know, Drew. It popped in a little bit earlier than I thought.
I think he's lying. I think
he's not. He's not
he
telling
has
the
to
truth.
If he's telling the truth,
so you sent us those messages.
Would you like me to be honest?
Yeah.
I swear on my life.
I'm mad at you now.
Swear on your life.
Swear on your life. What have you had?
And the Caribbean food.
No, you didn't. Are you joking?
Why are you doing this?
You had it after he said to bring it in, and you said, "No, I can't. I won't have time."
Well. Well, I surprised myself.
You're messing, aren't you?
You lied. You don't even... How do we trust
you
anymore, Ethan?
I know, genuinely, are you being serious right now?
I swear on my life.
Why? Are you a psychopath?
Oh, my God. I know...
You've been asking to bring that in for fucking 6 weeks. Why? What are you doing?
We have a theory that it's like... I don't know.
It was too late by that point.
What do you mean it was too late by that point? They're not making it to order.
You're lying to yourself. You said you ordered it just then on camera about 3:10. Those messages at 3 o'clock, it wasn't too late.
Drew was getting KFC then, I thought, so it was too late.
Are you being serious?
Oh, he's winding us up.
He's messing about. Anyway. We'll have to talk
about it. I will literally go to that Caribbean place.
Show me.
Give them a picture of you. Say, don't serve him.
Right.
He's a racist.
Show me your mon. Show
me. And then you'll never get served there again.
Show me your Monzo receipts.
Yes.
I don't have Monzo.
Get him in a headlock.
How have you boarded it?
Get him in a headlock, Joe.
I got it for coins.
Punch his head in.
I got it with coins.
No, you coins. It's a cash only ticket.
Listen, I swear on my life.
Get him, Joe. Get him.
I've got a pot of innocent smoothie drink at home. Like that's empty, which I keep all my coins in. And I brought £8 out. It's just wet down.
You're a dickhead, you are.
You are.
No, imagine.
This is the nastiest thing you've ever done. The nastiest.
He's left us out there. Oh, I don't really fancy this 9 out of 10 club because I've just eaten something that I should have
brought
in 9
out of 10. He offered to bring in Advocat.
Ridiculous.
Think of
well,
else.
I won't advocate for him anymore, I can tell you that much.
Anyway, Ethan, is it 9 out of 10?
No, it's crap, no. Would I much prefer the Caribbean food again?
No,
I think he's winding us up.
I need to squeeze his neck really hard, like Homer Simpson. That's going to be all from us. Bye.
Bye, merch.
I don't even want you to wave, Ethan. Don't even wave.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
We love you. Patrons have got a brand new video out. It is all us reviewing every single chocolate you can possibly think of that you're getting. Your Roses tins, your Quality Street, your Heroes, and what have I missed out?
What?
Roses, Quality Street, celebrations. Oh. So all of those boxes we review, very special guests. Get on Patreon.now.
Right, we've already talked about this earlier in the episode.
We're so angry. Patreon.com/sloppyjoespodcast.
Bye.
Bye for now.
Don't you dare wave anything, because you don't deserve to wave.
You know what you should do? You should wave up your ass.
That doesn't make sense.
See you later.
No.
Hey!